You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview today, I'm talking with Matt Zukowski, Director of Advancement on Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, and this is Monday, January 12th, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring an update from Assumption to our community.
Melissa, always great being on Perspective. Thanks for having me and having the opportunity to talk about Assumption Catholic Schools. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you've got an exciting week coming up here. It launches on my birthday.
What timing, right?
Right? So it's Catholic Schools Week, January 25th through the 31st. Tell me what's happening this week.
Well, it's, it really is good to be able to talk about this because it is a significant week for Assumption Catholic Schools. And it's significant for Catholic school systems throughout the United States. And even colleges recognize this. And it's really a celebration, Melissa, of what Catholic education means to our students, our families, and our community. And we have a lot of great activities planned during that week at our school locations. And in a broad sense, what the theme and focus of Catholic Schools Week this year is united in faith and community. And again, just emphasizing the importance Catholic education has in our community, not only for our students and families.
Mm-hmm. And what activities or how do you help the students understand the importance of community in society?
Well, that's a great question, Melissa. I think one emphasis for us in Assumption Catholic Schools is to be able to prepare these students the best they can be as they enter our society. And hopefully by doing that, having them becoming contributors to a healthy society and community. So we always try to emphasize that in our classrooms, the need to be respectful out there and the necessity of that and what it brings. And that is a constant point. I did ask our director of youth ministry, I said, what are some things that the students do, community service projects? And there are things that the kids do. I know one thing that one of my jobs at Assumption Catholic Schools is being the race director for the Run the Rapids, which benefits child abuse prevention and the great work Human Services does. And we have kids that volunteer for that event. We have the March for Life happening in Washington, D.C. next month. We always have a contingency of kids that go to that. So being able to be a useful person in our community is a big thing for Assumption Catholic Schools.
Mm. And building the foundation to help them feel firm in where they're coming from.
Correct. Another important aspect of this, Melissa, is this week really also focuses on the organizations, the alumni, that make it possible for the kids to get a Catholic education. Being a private institution, we rely on donations for everything. Mm-hmm. And the support that we have in our community is really amazing in my time here to see this. So really this Catholic Schools Week also recognizes the importance of that community to be able to work together and do the great things that we do for these kids.
Mm-hmm. And another aspect of this week in particular is recognizing two saints who made significant contributions to Catholic education. Can you dive into that for us, Matt?
Absolutely, Melissa. There are a lot of saints that have made it possible for us to be able to continue the work we're doing, but two really stand out. One is Saint John Bosco, who lived 1815 to 1888. He was a Catholic priest in Turin, Italy. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you had a lot going on with kids, but the Industrial Revolution all across Europe and even here in the United States. Some great things as a result, but there are some challenges with that, particularly with kids and boys. And really the byproduct of that, you had kids that really spent a lot, unfortunately, a lot of their time in poverty, delinquency. So John Bosco went out and helped educate these boys and establish schools for them to really set them on the right path. So a lot of the great things that he did really stood out right up until today. And then we also have St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, who was born in 1774, passed away in 1821, and she was significant here in this country, in the United States, for establishing some Catholic schools in Pennsylvania, in the eastern part of the country. And she, in fact, was the first saint that was canonized from the United States.
Oh.
She was the first one. So really, St. Bosco, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton are two giants that we step on their shoulders. And it's good to recognize them during this week.
And as far as the reason for this week and in choosing these two particular saints, you shared with me a Bible verse that you wanted to talk about here.
Yes. I think, Melissa, when it comes right down to it, this verse really sums up what a Catholic education is all about. It's very simple. It's written by St. Paul. It comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. And St. Paul wrote this: "Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." So beautiful, but so pertinent to what we're trying to do, to develop our students spiritually with their mind and be able to think for themselves. And, you know, at our graduation last May, we had a commencement speaker, Father Menzo, had a great commencement speech. And his topic was to have our students who have graduated to go out and use your mind that the Lord has given you and not depend on so much on AI. Think for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Use your God-given mind mm-hmm. to do some great things. And that is, it was such a great message. And that verse really sums up the importance of using your mind and being the best you can be.
Mm-hmm. So again, I'm talking with Matt Zukowski, the Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. We're having this conversation on January 12th, 2026, talking about Catholic Schools Week, which is January 25th through the 31st. We're going to take a little bit of a break here from our sponsors. We'll be right back. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome back. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm here talking with Matt Zukowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. We're discussing Catholic Schools Week, which takes place January 25th through the 31st, not only here in Wisconsin Rapids, but all over the country. And if you just, let's briefly go back to, again, the two saints that you talked about that are really kind of honored this week for their influence and dedication to education itself.
Their contributions, absolutely, mm-hmm. Melissa. We have St. John Bosco and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You know, two saints, as I mentioned earlier in the last segment, that we stand on their shoulders and continue the great work that they did.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine that the students are going to be learning about these saints in particular this week during their education, or those saints will be mentioned.
Absolutely. You know, one thing with our curriculum is there's a spiritual aspect of it. And we do offer classes for the history of faith, mm-hmm. of just the history of the Bible and just giving our students a foundation. And, you know, having that foundation really serves them well. And in their education.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also quite a few activities that are going to be going on during Catholic Schools Week. Let's dive into those.
Well, thanks, Melissa. I know the each of our student or each of our school locations do a great job and make it fun for the students. And again, giving the students a background on the importance of that Catholic education. And they do that by doing some fun activities. So we'll start off with our elementary school, Our Lady Queen of Heaven. Mm-hmm. Our principal is Shelley Brulee, who does a great job of working with her staff to bring some of these fun activities during this week. And again, Catholic Schools Week, as you mentioned, Melissa, January 25th through January 31st, the last week of January. Anyway, Our Lady Queen of Heaven, on Monday and Friday of that week, they have a book fair. The school has invited the kids' parents and their grandparents, aunts and uncles. They have lunch with them during the lunch hour. They have a field trip planned on Tuesday, January 27th, at the Southwood County Recreation Center to skate with the River Kings.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is great. The Our Lady Queen of Heaven has a special relationship with the River Kings. A lot of their players, some of their players, come and do our Phi Ed.
Oh, nice.
So really, it is a great partnership, and the kids really enjoy. It's great for the River Kings. They get back to the community, and they so it's a lot of fun. And then another important event going on at Our Lady Queen of Heaven during this week is we have our 4K and kindergarten registration for the next school year that will take place on Thursday, January 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. And then lastly, on Friday 30th, the kids, and again, Our Lady Queen of Heaven, pre-K through second grade.
So these are the littles.
These are the little ones, and they'll be going to the high school to do some fun activities with the high school, middle school students.
And is this something that they do every year during this
week? I think they do. I think they, again, it's an opportunity for our high school kids to mentor and do some fun things with their young counterparts.
Yeah, and they're in different buildings, so this is an opportunity for them to
take
see
a true field trip.
Yeah, to go to another building and see what the older students are doing. Do some of them, I'm assuming, would have siblings that are in those older grades?
Some have siblings, and just to be able to hang out and you know, those middle and high school students, I know. You know, take the responsibility of being a good mentor and role model seriously. So it's a neat thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. And then at St. Vincent de Paul School, that is the school for our kids in third through fifth grade. They have a few things going on as well, Melissa. They have family lunch on Tuesday and Thursday of that week during the lunch hour. And they have a field trip planned on Friday, January 30th. At Skate City.
Ooh.
That's rollerblading, not ice skating.
Rollerblading or roller skating, right? They can do inline
blading?
I get
that confused. It's roller skating.
Okay, so four wheels.
Four wheels.
How would you feel being on four wheels again,
my
Matt?
My ankles could not withstand what it takes for that.
But,
so I would go on this and watch and chaperone. I wouldn't actually.
You're not going to get out there and do the limbo?
Nah, I wouldn't. I know my limitations.
Oh, okay. Well, work with your strengths.
Yeah,
you do the running. They do the skating.
And we'll leave it. That's a good thing. We'll leave it at that.
That sounds like a fun activity for them.
Oh, they'll love it for sure.
And then you've got the middle school and high school activities.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, the kids from the elementary school will be visiting our middle and high school kids on that Friday, January 30th. And then throughout the week at our high school and middle school, each day there's a fun thing that the kids will be doing.
Mm. And then one of the things is the all-school mass that's happening Wednesday that week, and you have a special presentation.
Melissa, I'm so glad you caught that. I almost didn't mention that. That's really the focal point of this week. It's a mass that takes place on Wednesday. That's Wednesday, January 28th, at St. Peter and Paul Church, presided by Bishop Girard. Again, our bishop is, we're part of the La Crosse diocese.
Okay.
So he'll be coming from La Crosse, celebrating Mass. All of our students will be at that Mass. Public's invited. And just a really beautiful celebration and Mass on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a neat thing.
Are the students involved with the ceremony or the traditional happenings throughout a Mass?
Great question. I know that, and I believe I'm correct on this, some of the students will be doing the readings.
Okay.
There's that. And they bring the gifts up before the Eucharist. So while they don't necessarily plan on the Mass, they're actually involved during the Mass itself.
Okay.
And that's a great question. And then we usually have the elementary kids at the front of the church, helps them focus a little bit better. And mm-hmm. then, but it's a beautiful church. If you haven't been to St. Peter and Paul, I'm talking to the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out, even if you're not Catholic. It is something special with all the kids there. It really is, you can't really describe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat thing.
And for our listeners that aren't Catholic or maybe haven't experienced a Catholic Mass before, can you just talk a little bit, give me a little overview of what a Mass entails?
You know, a Mass is, it's not a service. And really everything with the Catholic Mass revolves around the Eucharist. That's another sacrifice of the Lord. And it is the Eucharist, the living body and blood of Christ. We actually believe that's a living presence, and that every Mass we receive the Lord in this sacrifice that gives us a spiritual renewal to face the week every time we go to Mass. So that is really the essential part of the Catholic Mass, is the Eucharist.
Mm. But there's a lot of tradition that goes along with this, the different songs.
Oh, absolutely. You have the liturgy, okay. Which is really the essence of the Mass. That's pretty much the same regardless of what church you go to, what Catholic church. So it's not going to be a huge difference if you go to the same Mass in Green Bay. There's always the liturgy that remains the same. And, you know, I'm not really technical as far as, you know, all of the hymns and the offerings that we say, but it is something that we try to focus all the Catholics to be an active participant in Mass, not just be a bystander.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to focus on these things. And again, one part besides the Eucharist is the homily. So the priest does a homily or a sermon. That really is a big part of the experience as well. And usually the priest will talk about some of the readings of the Mass, sometimes not, but it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. So this particular Mass, all school Mass, is on Wednesday, January 28th at 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Church, and Catholic Schools Week is January 25th through the 31st. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely.
Dad?
Melissa, again, thanks for allowing me to be with you in this talking about Assumption Catholic Schools. And just want to say we are always welcomed for new students and families. You do not have to be Catholic to be part of our school. So I really encourage everyone listening today to visit our website, find out about all the great things we have. Call Carrie Klein, our enrollment director, set up a tour of our schools. We do have, there is in the state of Wisconsin, a program called CHOICE, which provides tuition assistance. So get on our website, find out about these things. You have everything to gain to explore what it would be like to have your son or daughter part of Assumption Catholic Schools. We would love to have you.
And what's Carrie Klein's number?
Carrie's number, 715 422-0901.
And the website?
Website, AssumptionCatholicSchools.org.
Excellent. I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Matt Sikowski from Assumption Catholic Schools. Thank you for talking with me today, Matt.
Melissa, thanks for having me. Have a great week, and we'll see you in February.
That sounds great. And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.